Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, Elder Nyamazana.
Hi, how are you, my brother?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing yourself?
Well, we are doing well, man. How's the weather over that side?
We have started receiving some rains.
And, oh, yeah?
But it's a bit calm. We're hearing that the cyclone may cause havoc, but otherwise, thank God, it's very calm.
Oh, well, let's praise God for that. Thank you so much for that. Now, the Holy...
How is that side?
Well, we also received some rains, but I think for the first time in a long time, it's because we've been going through a very hot cycle. So it's cooled down a bit, slight bit. However, it is just calm as well, this side.
Yeah, same here. We thank God for that.
Lovely. Now, the holiday season, you know, is a time for joy, for celebration, and for all the good things. However, it can also cause quite a bit of stress, and this is especially true during the family gatherings where one might have maybe one or two difficult relatives present in that gathering. Now, what are some of the family conflicts that may cause tension at family gatherings?
Okay, I think there are quite a number of causes of tensions at family gatherings. Number one is unresolved issues. So you notice that when people are meeting, maybe they haven't been together for a year, there's some issues that were piling up during the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And those issues, they're likely to be dealt with when people meet during festive season.
Mm-hmm.
So unresolved issues, then also unrealistic expectations.
Yeah. That's a big one.
During the holiday, that's where people meet from different corners of the country, others outside the country, and perhaps as children, meeting parents, in-laws, meeting. So there are various expectations around perhaps the groceries, the money that is supposed to come from the people.
Mm.
And if those expectations are not met, then it becomes a very big challenge.
Mm.
Yeah, and also even the issues around roles and responsibility. So you notice that during the festive season in our African context, we meet, and there's like intergenerational meeting, elderly people, young people, in-laws, they are meeting.
Mm.
And each and everyone has expectations in terms of who is supposed to do what, who is supposed to cook, who is supposed to fetch water, how is the in-law supposed to, the mother law supposed to behave, how is the daughter-in-law supposed to behave. So in terms of roles and responsibility, so you find that mostly women, they end up getting overwhelmed. Sometimes they're expected to cook, they're expected sometimes even to go to do some work in the fields and to fetch water. So all that can actually result in some conflicts as well.
Especially for the Makotis, because a lot is expected of them during this period.
Precisely, because the Makoti, it can be maybe one Makoti against a family of maybe 15 people, and that Makoti is supposed to cook, we're supposed to wash clothing, is supposed to do everything. So at the end of the day, that can actually result in some conflict is not handled well. Yes,
true. I've also seen some on social media pages where especially women who are of age, in their 40s, maybe 30s as well, to say, oh my goodness, I dread going home because they're going to be asking the question, where is umkhwenyana? Or if there is a guy who is also of age and not yet married or children, kanti bapha abantwana?
Precisely.
That could cause conflicts?
Precisely. I think those are also issues, issues of expectations. So you notice that in our society, people have expectations in terms of the age that is a person is supposed to get married, a person is supposed, maybe is a graduate, is supposed to be going to work. So, it's part of the expectations, especially issues around the age of marriage. So people ask, when are you going to get married? Why are you not yet married? Some even ask to say, maybe others might be married, but they don't have a child yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be asking to say, why don't you have a child? Maybe others graduated in August during the course of the year. Why don't you have a job? So people ask very sensitive questions,
yeah,
and that can actually also hurt other people as well.
Sure. Now, but you know, there are other situations as well, but that would cause others to dread going home because of changes that have happened during the year. For instance, you know, one has gotten divorced, or maybe someone has gotten dropped out of school, or maybe failed examinations. What advice would you give to someone who's feeling anxious because of such unfortunate situations?
I think the most important thing is to, number one, set health boundaries.
Mm.
I think for me, really, you just have to set your own rules, your own ground rules to say, you know what, maybe the first thing is to be open, to say, okay, I know you were expecting this happened. So instead of trying to beat around, you know, just trying to hide around the bush and all, perhaps you can just create a platform. Because people will be speaking, you know, grapevine, you know what grapevine does, you know. So maybe you're divorced, like what relatives said. So I think the most important is sit down with the people that matter within the family and tell them that this is what happened. But we then set the boundaries to say, for now, we are not dealing with this issue. Let's focus on the positives. So for me, really, it's about clearly communicating with the people that matter, but also then setting boundaries, being very firm, to just tell people that, you know what, this issue, this will happen, but let's set these boundaries, because you cannot prevent or you cannot stop people from talking. And it's something that is outside of your control. But I think what you have control is how they talk to you and how they treat you.
Very important, and thank you so much for that. Now, I think another important one is, and you mentioned it, is that perhaps just tell them ahead of time, you know, so that when you get home, it's no longer as sensitive. People know about it. Guys, there was a divorce that happened, or guys, I didn't finish school. I dropped out. I had other priorities. So please be aware of this, and so they can vent and finish before you get home. By the time it's time for the festive period, and you're supposed to be going home, you know that everybody has ventilated their issues, not so?
Precisely. And also, you know, sometimes there's a saying which says, you may not be able to change people, but you can also maybe change yourself. You know, sometimes mental preparation, just preparing yourself mentally for such hurdles, is also very important to say, because if it's an emotional challenge or a challenge that is coming, while you are prepared, you notice that the pain may not be too bad. So I think it's also mentally preparing to say, you know what, this is what happened during the year. People are likely to say this. How do I respond? So that you also come up with your own personal coping mechanisms. That's very important as well.
Very important. Now, we do know that there are those people in the family who are just downright insensitive. You know, they normally talk about these uncles who cannot hold their horses and just blurt out very insensitive issues. Please share tips on how to approach these gatherings, you know, during the festive season, especially with these family members that we're referring to.
Yeah, those people are very difficult to deal with, I would say. But I think the most important thing is also to look at positive influencers within the family. You know, there are some people who could be positive influencers. You can use those as shields. You know, in family, there are some power dynamics, you know, and you might be in that position where you're not supposed to confront the uncle or maybe the mother-in-law, but there's also that person is very reasonable within the family. You can even approach them before you even go to the rural home or wherever you're going to be meeting and say, you know what, I know this uncle will say this, but may you be please my buffer. May you please be the voice of reason and, you know, talk to them. So I think it's for me, really, it's also to have a very strong support system within the family. There are people who are very nice in the family. I think you need to approach those guys. But if you feel that you also have the power to really stand on your own, I think sometimes it's just to respectively, it takes us back to the issue of setting boundaries, but also even communicating to say, you know what, I'm not happy to be discussing this thing. Can we say it later? You know, people also have a tendency of trying to tease and to test the waters.
Yes, they find out
So sometimes you really have to stand your ground. And if they find out that, you know, this person is not happy with this conversation, they just stop fortunately. So I think the most important thing is to set boundaries, speak your mind, tell them what you're expecting and what you are not prepared to discuss. Usually they listen.
Do you think that perhaps it's advisable to skip going home?
It depends, but I think there are also some instances where, especially for your mental sanity, you may need to maybe you may not you delaying going home if you want to avoid some people. You can actually go maybe at a later stage, or maybe later after some people have gone, then you go for your mental health. Because like what I said, what you can control is yourself, what is within your influence, your control, I mean, sphere of influence. But there are some people who are outside your sphere of control. There's nothing that you can do with those people. So if you feel like you're not able to handle the pressure, you're not able to handle the mental health challenges that come with the, you know, such kind of people, toxic people, yeah, for me, I would say it's much better not going to the raw home, to wherever the gathering will be happening.
Yeah. Man, thank you so much for these, you know, I think it's quite sensible, the advices that you have given us this afternoon, Aloy. And I do think that those of you who are listening and you were thinking, man, maybe I should, maybe, I mean, I've had people going home and lying about certain things, for instance. No, the degree is well underway when they know they've dropped out. So as not to face this cruelty at home. Or others would even rent a friend to say, listen, you're going to pretend to be a fiancé there, so let's go together. And I've had many of these instances. I think that I let you go, the word to the family members who are now going to be receiving those who have been away for a while?
I would want to say to the family members, let's learn to avoid discussing sensitive issues, when especially when people are not prepared. There are some you need to be to you need to avoid, you know, talking about personal issues, issues around marriages, if a person is not yet married, issues around employment, if a person is not not employed, issues around maybe child, having a child, if a person does not have a child, because those are very simple. Until or unless the people come to you for help, that's when you're supposed to help. But if a person has not come to you for help, please avoid asking those personal questions. They are to me, it's toxic behaviors, and sometimes so I think let's try as much as possible. Let's make our social spaces safe for everyone. Let's avoid sensitive questions, and let's just try to embrace everyone. Those who have failed, let's embrace them. Those who have succeeded, let's embrace them. Let's create a very strong social safety net for everyone.
Beautiful. Well, Elder Aloy, thank you so much for your time. Blessings to you and the family during this time of festivities.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.